This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980. And it is our pleasure to welcome in, as we do, basically each and every Wednesday, except for when, you know, we have, like, insane amounts of things that we have to do that cost us a week of Clinton Yates, for which we sincerely apologize. We welcome in our pal Clinton Yates. Yates, live from Yankee Stadium, or on the way to Yankee Stadium. What up?
There's no need for apology, Gregory, all right? This is the business that we chose. You know, what is this, Tony Kornheiser, I was just to say? Dalmatians in the firehouse, et cetera, et cetera. It's fine. Things happen. I'm currently standing outside of gate 4 in the Bronx. I'm looking at a lot of dudes in half zips on their cell phones trying to get their ticket situation straight, and a lot of Yankees fans wearing those goofy jerseys with nameplates on the back, even though the Yankees don't wear nameplates in real life. That's another story. How are you?
I am good. I started the show with the World Series today, which is not something that I thought I would do, wow. Especially because I basically didn't watch the game. But you can imagine what did come across my social media timeline, Clinton, and that is the incident in the bottom of the first inning last night with the fans who grabbed Mookie Betts. They get thrown out. Why did it take until today for them to get banned for Game 5, and why weren't they banned for life by the top of the third?
Two words, Yankee Stadium. I mean, the bottom line is, and I don't want to get too far into this because, you know, it gets to kind of a weird discussion, but you and I, and I'm sure a lot of your listening audience, looks at that, that's a problem, that's arguably, you know, felonious to a misdemeanor, and we're just not going to have it. If it happens once, you got to go. This is Yankee Stadium. One of the most famous clips in the history of this ballpark is Reggie Jackson himself, former Yankee, decking a Yankee fan on the field after they rushed the field after a win. Never mind the Jeffrey Mayers of the world. And so I think there's a certain level of, like, Yankee Stadium finds this okay. And that's a little weird. Don't get me wrong. Now, I will say this as well. Mookie was obviously very classy about it, but I was shocked. I've never seen that at a big league ballpark. And let's just say that there are other right fielders and outfielders in the major leagues that would not have handled it with the level of diplomacy that Marcus Lynn Betts did. Tommy Pham is one of them, just to come to mind, that probably would have dragged those dudes out and given them the business, which they deserved, in my opinion.
Yeah, I guess the question I would just have is, like, a functional follow-up to that, Clinton, is,
yeah,
is, like, where's Major League Baseball on this? Like, why is it the Yankees' decision? Because if I'm Manfred and I'm the commissioner's office, I'm like, no, that's not your call. They did this at a World Series game. They're not allowed back in a Major League Baseball stadium. I don't care if you own it.
Well, it's for the same reason that, I don't know, the Dallas Cowboys get to do whatever they want in the NFL without much retribution. I mean, that's a whole other discussion. But I think the Yankees just simply thought, hey, this is part of what we bring to the stadium. Now, listen, it looks much worse because of the injury risk, second guy coming in. There's a lot of chalk talk about it. But I think Major League Baseball basically was like, look, we're deferring to the team because that's just what we do. And, like, if I'm being honest, yes. Was the risk super high? Was it a terrible play? Yeah, but I'm not sure that happens again in the same context. And honestly, I think there's a certain part of the major leagues that, you know, doesn't have a problem with this being kind of the reputation of this park in the BX, man. It's the Yankees. People get after it, and that's really what they're all about. Not that it's necessarily for me, but it's certainly not anything new in terms of my life.
Yeah, I hear you. I just, when they offer absolutely no remorse afterwards and like, yeah, we would do it again. We got to do what we got to do to win. It's like, there's no we here, you clowns. Like, you're fans. You don't play. Sit over there. You're not allowed back. But
you're right. Don't love that. Don't get me wrong. But I mean, again, what do you want me to say? This is part of the experience when you're dealing with the pinstripers. And, you know, I'm not going to get all into it, but we know what events have been in this town this week already, Gregory. You know what I'm saying? Civility is not exactly at a premium.
No, that is not New York's specialty. That is for sure. All right. Back here and on the home front. Clinton, did you see what happened here this weekend? Did you see that?
I heard there was something that went down.
Yeah, long pass, the end of the game. Where did you take in the Hail Jaden, Hail Noah, whatever we want to call it?
Okay, so I was on a plane because Sunday was the travel day between the games. So I was in an airport / on a plane. It was one of those deals where all of a sudden my phone, I mean the number of text messages I got, Gregory, was off the charts. Family members, middle school classmates, Little League teammates who I hadn't heard from in literal decades were hitting me up asking me the exact same question, and I was like, I saw it, but I was obviously not there and I wasn't in town. That being said, here's the thing about that moment, that it doesn't necessarily matter how it ranks against other moments in Burgundy and Gold history. What it matters is how it ranks among those who are still in the, let's just say the planting phase of who they are, like the kids.
You were going to say germination, weren't you?
I was going to say germination, but I didn't want to get that far into, you know,
biology
and all that. Yes. What I'm saying is that the kids of the Snyder generation, it matters where it stands with them, not where it stands versus everybody else, because you have to have that spark moment in which you remember. I remember my spark moment. I was at the seat cushion game. That dude, Jerry Glanville, held up that, helmet before the game, and they come out and blitz the Falcons in the playoffs on their way to the Super Bowl. Brett Favre's first game. Sidebar, I was at that game. Like, those are the moments that matter to young fans. I know there's a lot of sort of retribution elements to a lot of the fan base now, but you're going to see what you're going to see. You've seen what you're going to see. To a young fan who, for whatever reason, still wants to believe because their dad is from Sterling or wherever, you know, it just wants this to be a thing, that's the moment that matters, and that's why it was so cool. Football aside.
No, I think that's a great point, that it is the kind of moment that will spark a generation of fans that fall in love with Jaden Daniels and will continue to support this team for a long time.
Right.
I think the other side of that coin, though, is, though, like, there's a lot of fans that have been kind of waiting, their toes maybe been in the water, and I feel like there was a bit of a Band-Aid ripoff this weekend where it's just like, I got to believe now because that happened. And that, to me, was what was also interesting about it is fans that have been fans since the 90s, the 80s, the 70s, the 60s, that have been kind of out for the Snyder era, like, this was a moment that broke through in a way that I think took away some of the like, there's still some out there, but a lot of people's final reservations about coming back.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. You know what I mean? The runway is clear, if you will. For me personally, as a person that's sort of divorced from this, and not in any sort of non-amicable way, it's kind of felt like, you know, your baby mama had some new kids. You're rooting for those kids. You're not going to be a problem. You're not going to get in the way. You're going to support when you can, and that's just how this goes. That's totally fine. There is a definite different demographic of people now that exists versus before. The diehards are always going to be there. The people that definitely want them to win all the time are going to be there. But you're right. That toe in, toe back, people are like, oh, that was cool. You know what I mean? You might sell a couple extra jerseys. I saw a couple tweets about guys who came into the stadium, walked out with the Jaden jersey on, that kind of stuff. You're going to get a lot of that. The homecoming, if you will, is finally real, especially when you fold in things like Daryl Green, 2-8 getting honored, normal things that happen with franchises that respect themselves and their fans beyond, you know, the greed of the owner. These kinds of normal things, they're going to build in smaller moments. And that Hail Mary added a big one onto another one. It was pretty cool to see, man. I was very happy for a lot of people back home.
Anthony, you want to tell Clinton what shirt you walked in and out of the stadium in on Sunday?
So, Clinton, I had on a purple Omega Sci-Fi hoodie, and I walked out with a Jaden Daniels jersey on my back.
Wow, Q-Dog's in the building. Okay, that's my man. Good work. No, I totally understand that, though, Ant, because, like, listen, when else are you going to do that, Craig? When else? You just witnessed the greatest victory in the history of that field? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're copping something on the way out, if for no other reason than remember that you were there. Mm-hmm. We were there, you know, and that was that. Good stuff.
Yeah, the best part is Anthony was in the press box. He took off his credential and then went downstairs to the team store.
Oh, God. Yo, yeah. Sidebar, that's funny because, dude, I'm at the World Series, and the World Series has grown to the point now where the amount of clown towns that are in and around the media scrum and these situations is so off the charts. I respect what you did, Anthony, but there's a line, Playboy. Don't cross.
I couldn't help myself.
I can see that.
I think what he did is on the safe side of the line. I will say, though, I was walking down from the press box, obviously not with Anthony. He had gone to the team store, which I didn't learn until Monday. But I was walking down with David Aldridge, and I was like, that's one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my whole sporting life, and it might be the coolest thing I ever see in my sporting life. And when David Aldridge looks at you and goes, yeah, me too, you know you witnessed something pretty special.
Yeah, the DA has seen it all, and I think on some level, too. Like, if that happens in Chicago, it's a different story. Almost to some degree, if that happens against a different team, it's a different story. A positive memory in that building is so few and far between that on that level alone, it's remarkable. Never mind just what it was. 10 out of 10 experience, and you gotta love the idea of Daniel M. Snyder somewhere on a super yacht in illegal international waters looking at that and launching his champagne off the side because he's so upset about the fact that everybody's having fun without him. And Tanya, too.
Yeah. Have fun on your boat, you loser. Exactly. That's Clinton Yates, everybody, with us from Yankee Stadium. Enjoy the game tonight. Do you think that you will be covering multiple more baseball games this season?
God, I hope not. And no, I don't.
All right.
I'm kidding.
No, you're not. You would like this World Series to be over and the Dodgers to win. And that's perfectly fine. Clinton Yates, you follow his coverage tonight on Twitter, at Clinton Yates, and obviously read all his work at ESPN and Antscape. Clinton, always a pleasure, sir. Talk to you on text messages whenever we decide to and on the radio next Wednesday.
Always a pleasure. Never a chore. Talk to you later, kiddos.
All right. That is Clinton Yates, everybody, with us here on The Hoffman Show. Anthony, what are we doing next?
Hold on. DQ Jaden.
Okay. We'll have a little bit from Dan Quinn before we get to Kevin Sheehan next here on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.